parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What comes to mind when you hear the word gratitude? Maybe you think about your friends and family and how happy you are to have them. Maybe it's a tough moment in life right now, and it feels a little hard to be grateful. There is, however, one thing in life we don't often show enough gratitude for: ourselves. We've all made it through a lot, and even when it feels like we don't have much to show for it, we still have ourselves. So here's a reminder to send some thanks to the people in your life, including you. A great way to give yourself some thanks is to invest in your own well-being. If you're interested in starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Let the gratitude flow. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
CBS's Jim Krasula reports on a growing agricultural trend on the West Coast.
California farmers are growing more pistachios, which are seen as hardier and more drought-resistant. In a state prone to dramatic swings in precipitation, the nut has grown to become the state's sixth biggest agricultural commodity, generating about $3 billion last year. Pistachios require much less water per acre than California's biggest nut crop, almonds.
Much of the crop is headed to China, but experts say Americans are also eating more pistachios. Revered abolitionist Harriet Tubman has been posthumously awarded the rank of general. Tubman was the first woman to oversee an American military action during a time of war. Dozens gathered on this Veterans Day at the Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad State Park in Maryland's Dorchester County for a formal ceremony. Tubman has been made a one-star brigadier general in the state's National Guard. Governor Wes Moore calls the occasion a great day for America. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-30s. Gradual return to sunshine for tomorrow. Still cool, though. Highs in the upper 40s. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy, some showers around. Highs in the low 50s. And some showers linger into early Thursday. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Thank you. that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
When the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
WRJN. You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rid away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rid away.
Well, Chris can't stand her cause she walks surprised like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rid away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rid away.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer.
Oh, you know we've got to find.
your side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Give me
some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
dream of me at night.
All right now.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. CBS News has learned that President-elect Donald Trump is expected to choose Senator Marco Rubio as his Secretary of State, as first reported by the New York Times. Trump is tapping loyalists, including former ICE acting director Tom Homan, as borders are. CBS's Michael Toscano with more.
Homan will oversee the mass deportations President-elect Trump promised and could include 4 million children who are U.S. citizens born to undocumented parents.
Parent absolutely entered the country illegally. Had a child knowing he was in the country illegally, so he created that crisis.
Stephen Miller, who specialized in tough immigration policies in the first term, will be back as deputy chief of policy. New York Representative Elise Stefanik will be nominated as ambassador to the United Nations, and former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin will be nominated as EPA director, with instructions Trump says to deregulate its policies. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Richard Allen of Delphi, Indiana, has been convicted of slashing and killing two teenage girls while they were hiking in 2017. CBS's Ian Lee was at the courthouse.
While behind bars, Richard Allen confessed multiple times to killing the girls, but the defense says those confessions were made under duress as he had been in solitary confinement for more than a year. They also say there was no DNA evidence linking him to the murders.
On this Veterans Day at Arlington National Cemetery, outgoing President Biden has laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier and thanks veterans.
It's been the greatest honor of my life to lead you, to serve you, to care for you, to defend you.
A raging wildfire spans parts of New York and New Jersey, about an hour and a half west of New York City. Fire Incident Commander Brian Gallagher.
Tomorrow's going to be very windy. Forecast right now is 20 mile an hour gusts, 20 miles steady with gusts of 30. Right now, that's just at the limit of when our helicopters can fly.
In California, the mountain fire, which has burned over 20,000 acres, is now 42% contained. CBS's Stephanie Stahl reports on alcohol consumption in recent years.
New research shows alcohol use increased among adults during the COVID-19 pandemic and continued.
Either people don't know where to get help, they don't know that they need help.
Dr. Divya Ayala with Thomas Jefferson University Hospital says more patients are coming in with alcohol-related health problems like severe liver disease. The study also found the increases in alcohol use were higher for women.
Catch a glimpse of the supermoon this week, or you'll have to wait until next October. The moon will come within about 225,000 miles of Earth on Thursday. It won't reach its full lunar phase until Friday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lowe's knows you want to get even more value for the holiday. That's why as a My Lowe's Rewards member, you get new member deals on holiday decor, tools, and more. And you earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards to help you save on holiday and more. Not a member? Join for free today at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards. Because Lowe's knows deals. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
On Friday, November 15th, Netflix and MVP, Most Valuable Promotions, brings you the highly anticipated heavyweight boxing mega event of the year. Jake El Gallo Paul will go toe-to-toe in the ring against Iron Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet. This is the fight the world's been waiting for. Don't miss these epic showdowns live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Watch Paul versus Tyson live Friday, November 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only on Netflix.
16 monkeys are still on the loose after escaping from a medical research lab in Yemisi, South Carolina last Wednesday, after an employee failed to fully lock a door. CBS's Dave Malkoff on the capturing of the primates so far.
Two more have been captured, so now we are up to 27 of the 43 that were on the loose. Efforts out there are to put out these traps, very humane traps that have a fruit trail leading up to it. And as they get in that trap, the door just gently closes. And they are curious. They are hungry. They want everything from apples to bananas to peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Mattel says it deeply, deeply regrets an error on the packaging of its Wicked movie theme dolls, which mistakenly linked to toy buyers to a pornographic website. The error gained attention on social media over the weekend. The special edition dolls feature characters from the upcoming movie adaptation of Wicked. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-30s. Gradual return to sunshine for tomorrow. Still cool, though. Highs in the upper 40s. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy, some showers around. Highs in the low 50s. And some showers linger into early Thursday. It's 42 right now.
WRJN. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go. You might drive a goer, but you'll never lose her.